With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Harris will face off against former President Trump tomorrow in Philadelphia in the first meeting between the two presidential candidates.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are meeting for their first presidential debate. This might be the biggest showdown that Philadelphia has had since the Rocky movies. The stakes are high with both candidates in a tight race. What this really means is that Harris wants to show that she can do the job of the presidency and define herself, whereas Trump wants to define her and remind voters of why they put him in the White House in the first place. What are the candidates hoping to accomplish? Harris sees a chance to not only lay out her policies, but a chance to rattle Trump. Trump wants to portray Harris as too liberal to enjoy a broad coalition.
Correspondent Josh Doak, that debate will be heard tomorrow night on the Salem Radio Network. Ukraine wants to target Iranian weaponry inside Russia after Moscow's devastating missile and drone bombardments that have killed more than 10,000 civilians.
Russia's been receiving Iranian-made Shahed drones since 2022. The possible shipment of Iranian ballistic missiles to Russia as well has alarmed Western governments as President Vladimir Putin reaches out to other countries to provide him with support. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said of the Iranian missile reports that this kind of information is not true every time, adding, Iran is our important partner. We're developing our trade and economic relations. In Iran, Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani denied Tehran armed Russia with missiles.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. A recovery day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 484 points, the Nasdaq rose 193, the S&P advanced 62. This is SRN News. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions are on the ballot in 9 states in November, and it could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the Senate is expected to be close. Abortion isn't the only issue being put to the voters. This is SRN News. James Earl Jones, whose acting career spanned 7 decades and whose bass baritone voice was one of the most recognizable in Hollywood history, has died at the age of 93.
You have failed me for the last time, madam.
James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones said in a 2005 AP interview, being Darth Vader's voice led to a lot more work.
It began my work in commercials. Because they wanted the voice of authority, that they saw Darth Vader.
Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. More details at srnnews.com.